you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question: Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus said to them in reply, Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? And what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you. Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. One of the many things I love about living in the city of South Pasadena is South Pasadena is a great place to walk around. And particularly during the holiday season, I love walking in the evening to look at our beautiful Christmas decorations. Because there's something about Christmas lights that kind of put a smile on our faces, do they not? They kind of cheer us up a little bit. So I've been walking a lot at night, even just coming and looking at our beautiful tree here at Holy Family in the evening, and to see people come and take pictures in front of it, it warms my heart. But without a doubt, my favorite place to look at Christmas lights is at the happiest place on earth. Not Holy Family, the other happiest place, Disneyland, all right? So this past Tuesday evening on my day off, I was able to sneak away for a few hours in the evening with some former cast members that I worked with at Disney. And they're all, you know, they all married, have kids. So I was able to get together with a couple of the families. And we were there at night. And I got there like 8:30 at night. So it was later. They had been there most of the day. And they wanted to watch the fireworks show, and I thought, great, I usually don't watch the fireworks. That's the good time to get on stuff, right? The lines are shorter. So I was with these families, and we were waiting, and came the famous Disneyland announcement that everybody dreads, right? Due to winds at a higher elevation, the fireworks show has been canceled tonight. We apologize for the inconvenience, but enjoy the rest of your night here at the Disneyland Resort. Now, one of the kids I was with, he was about 4 years old, and he was holding his mom and dad's hand. He started booing very loudly. And before you know it, grown adults were joining him in booing. And I instantly went to my former Disney mode, and I was like, how do we make this better, right? And he said something that I'm still laughing about. He shouted really loud, Mickey Mouse is not very happy right now. And this child was obviously disappointed. He was probably very impatient because waiting is not fun. He was tired. He had been there all day. But let's be honest, we've all been there, have we not? When we're waiting for something to happen and it just doesn't happen the way we want it. Then all of a sudden, something happened that changed him. The lights dimmed on Main Street, and they did the lighting of the Sleepy Beauty's castle, and it began to snow at Disneyland. And his complaining went away instantly. And he instantly was intrigued by the snow going on Main Street, USA, and it turned from one of these moments where he was not happy to he left Disneyland with a big smile on his face. Our readings are a reminder to all of us this week in that in our journey here on earth, we too can have all the plans in the world, and we can think we have everything mapped out, but sometimes life is going to throw us for a loop, and we're going to go in a direction that we did not plan for, that we didn't even want. And to be a disciple of Christ, we are called to respond to that in a very positive way, trusting that Jesus' plan for all of us is far greater than we ever imagined. So yes, my friends, we are going to be disappointed at times at life. We're going to get impatient. We're going to question, why did this happen? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to my child? And maybe we're even guilty of complaining just a little bit, are we not? We're human, and our readings speak to that very clearly this morning. So on this third Sunday of Advent, I'm wearing the color rose, and we only wear that twice a year in the church. And rose signifies that something great is about to happen. And we know that Christmas is just around the corner. And because something great is about to happen, our readings are telling us very clearly, we need to pray for more patience. Now, I hope I'll be remembered for many things, but I don't think I'm going to be known for my patience, at least with my family, right? And if we're honest with each other, we're all impatient. So what I want us to do right now is I want you to think of the number one person in your life you've been impatient with. And I want you to picture their face right now, okay? Picture that person that you've been impatient with. Maybe it's a spouse, family member, coworker. Maybe it's Father Ricky, I don't know. And I want you to pray for that person right now. So that beautiful face that you've been impatient with, could you imagine if you replaced that patience with kindness, with a smile, with understanding, with not rolling your eyes, but rather a listening ear instead? I'm not going to lie, all the priests were texting this week. We always text each other about homily ideas. And everybody was like, let's talk about that second reading, complainers, right? And we were kind of laughing because, yes, December is a wonderful month, but it's also stressful, isn't it? And I see what you're doing every single day, every single one of you. And it's okay to feel stress. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. But instead of going to negative thoughts where we complain, and sometimes complaining can take over our identity, let's replace that with gratitude. I'm overwhelmed with my kids' schedules. You know, we have Christmas concert and all those things. And say, thanks be to God that I have children to love that I could go and see, right? We complain. God knows I'm guilty of it myself. But if we're complaining more than we're showing gratitude, this is what these readings are talking about. Because sometimes we have such false expectations. We want perfection. That comes in heaven one day. We're not in heaven yet, my friends. So when life throws you for a loop, pray a little bit more. Show gratitude to God. And if you want to keep complaining, talk to me. I'll send you to another parish after Mass, okay? This image of St. John the Baptist is such a powerful image for me and for all of us. As he's sitting there in prison in the gospel, and he's hearing these things about Jesus, and he's thinking, is this possible? Is this happening? Is the one I've been waiting for actually here? Jesus, is he going to? This can't be true. And oftentimes in life, when we've gone through bad moments, we never think we're going to be full of joy again. And it's normal. Trauma that we go through could really, really shape us and define us. And what does John the Baptist teach us? We are going to question. We're even going to have a little doubt. And Jesus replies with, "This is how good it's going to be. I'm going to heal each and every one of you, and I'm going to make you whole again." And God loves us so much, he sent Jesus into the world for all of us so that we could be with him one day in heaven. So my friends, in the final days before Christmas, we have a choice to make. We could be overcome and burdened and full of dread, or we could pause to say, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me already, what you will do for me. And I know life is hard at times, but I still say thank you." So my dear friends, let's work on our patience. Let's stop grumbling, and let's show gratitude to Jesus Christ each and every day. Amen?
Amen.
So between now and Christmas, we have a lot of work to do still in the spiritual life. So what I want us to do right now is to think, we're not at Christmas yet, and we're doing a lot of preparation for many things, shopping, decorations, preparing food. But the greatest thing you could work on is growing as a disciple of Christ, growing in your holiness. I challenge every single one of us in our parish to go to confession this Advent. But what I want us to think of right now is, what is the one area in my life that I need to work on? Where can I become better? And let's bring that to Jesus right now and ask him for his help as we strive to grow as disciples of Christ. And let us stand.